So big news on the beard front. As you may remember, 2 weeks ago, we drugged and abducted New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Well, really, our writer Ed Harrow did that. That's illegal. I wouldn't do that. And we talked to Governor Richardson's beard. And y'all, our listeners, really responded to the piece. We got all kinds of suggestions on which other beards I should talk with. So this week on Beard's Eye View, we have none other than the beard of Fidel Castro. Hello, Castro's beard.
Hola, it's nice to be aquí. Oh, that rhymes.
Oh, you know me.
Oh, of course, Faith. Beards talk. You're the only show in America with the courage to present beard-focused issues.
Thank you. And let's get to it. I know you're a very busy man.
Beard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Beard. Yes, of course. So what is your reaction to Fidel stepping down as president and commander-in-chief of Cuba?
Oh, I think it's great. A lot more free time. I mean, I'm no spring chicken anymore, mm-mm. Faith. A lot less full and thick. I could use a break, you know?
You're all gray, don't mind my saying.
Well, no, it's okay.
It's debonair. And Fidel's brother, Castro is at least temporarily taking over Cuba. So what are your thoughts on him?
A complete nincompoop.
That's not very nice. He's kind of your follicular brother-in-law, or brother.
Faith, he'll be an awful leader. No beard. Have you seen that wimpy little mustache he carries around he calls facial hair? I mean, oh, I really hate that mustache. Horrible taste in movies.
Really?
Do you know that mustache actually liked Night at the Museum? Total douche.
Wow. Fidel Castro's beard, I'm sorry to say that's all the time we have. So good luck with everything.
Well, one more thing, Faith.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention this, but I heard your interview with Governor Richardson's beard. And mm-hmm. Great stuff, really. But he rated you a 7.
I know.
So, you know, I was expecting a real bridge troll.
Yeah.
Not the case at all. You're an 8 for sure, an 8.
Oh, thank you. You had me at bridge troll.
Well, that's great. You want to get some coffee or maybe a cigar?
If you say it in Spanish, I'm yours.
¿Quieres un café?
Work on that, Mr. Beard. So listeners, if you had a beard and you'd like to hear me sit down with, be sure to email us for our Beard's Eye View segment. Go to morefairgame.org.